Now that I think of it. Huh? No, 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 no. Now that I think of it, I should.
Can I put my feet on this couch or are you going to get mad?
I'm mad.
Too late.
Now don't be too mad.
All right. And we are live, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you have another camera just, like, pointing at her feet to, like, sell it on Feet Finder. It's just a live feed of, like,
she doesn't know about
of,
it.
Of, like, 45 minutes. That's how we make
it. Just cut me 10%. That's all I need.
Don't give a shit.
Give me 10%.
All. Actually, you have to take 30% off more because she's a woman. So.
The fuck?
9 cents?
So, yeah. She,
$92?
So, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you'd have to, yeah. You'd have to pay her only 70%.
Okay, I'm putting socks on.
Those can sell also.
Well, welcome back, guys.
I know. Jesus.
Episode 10.
We can edit all
this
that.
This is episode 10.
This is episode 10.
Wow.
1 year little layoff.
Is it back? Is it more than a year?
Well, I don't know.
Before Memorial Day last year.
When was Memorial Day?
That was at the end of May, isn't it?
So probably like second or third week of May. Still a year, though.
Oh, a year and a month.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Welcome back, guys.
You guys are still gay.
It is Pride Month. Right? Is it still Pride Month? Yeah, it is Pride Month.
Oh, I can say things freely because I don't work at that company anymore.
Oh, nice.
Go ahead, spill the beans.
What's up, bitches?
It's like, oh, I forgot my fucking teacup and I'm about to fill up on it.
Dang, 1 year.
Speaking of like...
Tell us.
All that gay shit. I was at a... Yesterday I was working and I travel a lot. I always have to put like gas in certain places. So I was at a Chevron and this like random... Honda like pulls up like next to my pump on the other side, and it looked like this person, I don't want to say their pronouns, but they're definitely not a woman but not a man either.
They them?
Yeah, there's one of them day dems, and I can't hear because it's pretty like, it's next to the freeway, so it's like pretty loud, and they're like, do you know Spanish? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, oh, are you working? I'm like, yeah. She's like, did you just start working? I'm like, yeah. And all this is in Spanish. So then she goes, oh, I'm working too. I'm like, okay. And I'm just trying to, like, you know, cause it's a truck. So I got to, or it's a big box truck. So I got to fill up. Like, I need to put, like, 25 gallons in it.
So you're stuck
so there. So I'm stuck there. And I'm like, and then you know how, like, sometimes the gas, it'll unclick.
Yeah.
So... It unclicked at like 7 gallons. I'm like, oh fuck, I gotta stand here and keep talking to this person. So then she goes, oh, you think you could take a break? And I'm like, no. And she's like, oh, I like over there. And so she was like a tranny hooker.
Oh. a lot lizard.
Yeah. I'm not that kind of truck. Lizard? I'm not a truck lot driver. Lizard? Yeah, lot lizard. You don't know what that is?
No.
They're truck stop hookers.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
lot lizards.
Dude, have you seen the videos of them?
You were driving a truck.
Yeah, but it's like a box truck. It's not like it's still. But yeah, so then I'm like, oh, man, it felt so weird. I'm just like, so luckily, like, I think I still had like maybe like 7 more gallons to be full. And I'm like, instead, I just like unclick the thing and I was like, I'll make it through today. I was like, I gotta go. And I just like put it in and felt super uncomfortable and just like started my truck and like took off. But she looked disgusting. But yeah.
So, yeah, I had one like that. I was playing Pokemon Go.
Oh, for real?
At a park in Madeira. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm like, let me just play. I'm like, she's like, well, how are you? Yeah. How are you doing?
Just trying to get some Pokeballs.
See-through shirt. I'm like, I'm good.
She was trying to peek a balls.
She's like, so what's up with you? I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm like, no, let me just play Pokemon Go.
Just let me mind my own business, yeah, please.
It's like a 30-minute lunch. I was like,
damn, that sucks.
Damn,
was
your lunch break?
Did they follow
you? It was on my lunch break.
Huh? Oh, was this recently?
No, this is, well, when did Pokemon Go come out?
2016, I think.
Dang, that long?
Yeah, it's been a while.
I never played.
It was fun. It was fun.
It was really fun.
Some people still play. Yeah, I'm sure. I know a few people that still play it a lot.
I still see it on TikTok.
Speaking of which, if you ever get a chance, go on YouTube and there's these funny videos of like truckers having in like they're having to like lock their doors together because those girls would just come when they're sleeping and like the rest stops and just open a door and try to get in.
Where they put the seatbelt through the door?
Yeah, they'll like run. Yeah, they'll lock it so they can't pull the door open.
So then what? They just get started and then it's like they
try. No, they just like try to get in there. Like,
they just want to get in there.
I think it's more for like stealing, isn't it?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure it's more for like stealing.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they probably rob someone. But yeah. Still, you know, those guys, like it's.
Lot lizards.
Yeah, lot lizards. We actually had a guy.
What's up? Shireen learned a new term.
Take it up to the mountains. Yeah. Be like, hey, what do you guys call skinks up here? Well,
boulder holders. No, that. Well, we could probably tell her stuff like that now that she doesn't work at that one place anymore. Oh, yeah. You know, it's incredible.
Oh, like you guys have held back.
Not on off camera.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
I actually I was in Merced and I saw the building.
They were so nice.
And I was like, oh, it's right there. And yeah. I passed by it all the time. And I was like, huh.
What is the latest news?
I don't know. They're supposed to get their sentencing soon, but it's been quiet for 6-7 months. So I don't know.
You might get a paycheck. You might.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Our 401ks barely got released a month ago. And even then, my percentage and what I had in there last year is $1,000 less. So.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm interested to know what's going to happen to them, though.
There's no news? No, nothing?
No, and I'm surprised.
That's crazy.
It reminds me of the Enron people. Do you remember that? You know who Enron was? Mm-mm. There's a good documentary on it. It's called, The Smartest People in the Room, Enron. So what they were doing is they were, messing with their... I don't remember. They were, projecting how much they were going to make, and it was making their stock price, shoot up. But in reality, they were just, hemorrhaging money like crazy. And then they, it was, one of the biggest companies, and it just, fell down. So they would, predict, oh, we're going to make this much, so our stock is worth this much now. And, it's a good documentary if you ever get a chance to watch it. And it's been... 5 years since I've seen it, but I remember it was very interesting. But it reminds me of something like that, because nobody knew what was going on with the money.
Yeah.
Nobody.
I read about it too in their complaint, which was so interesting. I'm like, you guys were just feeding us lies after lies after lies.
Reading what?
Crazy. Their criminal complaint, because it's public information. So I was reading it, and everything they were telling us was completely different than what actually was going on. They only had a couple $1 million in the bank, and their payroll was $2 million.
Jesus.
But they were telling their board of directors and their investors that they had hundreds of $1 million in the bank.
Oh, okay.
So that they can get more and more investors. Yeah. And the reason why one of the last people pulled out is because they claimed to have so much money, and they asked to see their books, and they refused.
Oh.
But they fed us a lie, saying that they weren't...
Oh, they... Okay.
They weren't part of the culture. And so they portrayed them to be
the bad guy.
The bad guy, and in reality, they were just broke.
Making a smart business decision.
Yeah, allegedly. And then here we are now.
And here we are. Damn, a year later. Sweet.
Yep.
Well, it worked out.
Yeah.
It worked out.
I mean, I guess. My commute got longer, but it's fine.
But you always commute.
I know. God.
Yeah, that's crazy. How long is your commute?
An hour and a half going and an hour and a half coming. Jeez. So it's three hours every day.
On top of an 8 hour.
5 minutes.
You don't even commute.
I don't even commute. I wake up.
It's longer now because Yosemite's up there. So now there's tourist traffic.
Oh.
And CHP's all over summer. The place, and everybody just hits their brakes. So yeah, it took me almost 2 hours to get there, I think on Wednesday. So there was just stopped traffic for half an hour. Damn. Left my house at 6:30, got to work at 8:25 in the morning. Oh, wow. I'm like, okay, let's.
The other day, some chickens back up the highway. The
I heard about that. It was the same day, actually.
On
RIP, the poor little chickens. I think they crashed or something, and they just were on the road. Did you see it?
No, I was.
The truck crashed?
So I got asked if I had, if I got stuck in traffic, but luckily I went north. That was more south, I guess, towards, her area.
So I didn't get stuck with chickens.
No.
It was in Madera because they're trying to expand the road. So they're just doing a bunch of road work over there. They're trying to make it two lanes now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and on the 41?
Mm-hmm. Which I don't know how that's going to work because you still have to merge into one lane to go all the way up the hill.
The Sorovejo area? That's what you're saying? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. That's where they're building all those homes, right? Mm-hmm. On Avenue 12?
Yeah.
No. So they're trying to expand the road. A couple of nice spots right there.
Yeah. That place looks like a cult.
The Sorovejo?
Have you been there?
I've been there once.
It looks like something out of a horror movie. what's that one movie called? The Stepford Wives or whatever? Wives. Yeah,
I think it's good for people with families. I can see the appeal of people that have families because they have a school in there. They have trails in there.
It reminds me of company towns.
Kind of. They have everything you need there to...
So you don't
never
leave.
Never have to leave. So if you have a parent staying at home or if both work, your kid's going to go to school and just walk there in 5 minutes and be back in a safe community. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's
like, I personally would never live there, no. But I can see the appeal for families or somebody it's who's
creepy.
Retired.
I think it's creepy.
Why? What? Why? It's just creepy. I like it.
It reminds me of like company towns, and that's where like these companies are like building homes. Mm-hmm. And then if you work You'd for the company, right certain money. Yeah. And they just like trapped you there. It's not the same, but it's starting to, there. It looks like they're, it's something similar to that.
Yeah. Also, I feel like if I'd move there, I'd be like in town too much. So I don't want to move out of town.
It's also one of those things like if you don't go outside of your
community,
yeah, everybody's gonna you're not going to learn anything.
It gives me Desperate Housewives vibes.
Yeah.
Like they're going to know who's sleeping with the gardener.
Nah.
You know? Nice. That's gossip, not the normal part.
Damn. There's going to be a bunch of little kids looking like Juan. Nobody that we know named Juan. I'm just assuming that's what the gardener's name is.
There's another community right across the street from that. Like, I don't know what that one's called.
There's a few of them. Yeah.
Yeah. All be nice.
No, they look creepy. To me,
it's creepy. Like them. Well, they're expensive.
I could see the appeal.
I can see the appeal, too.
I can definitely see the appeal. I just, for me, I wouldn't want to live there.
I think I just don't like living next to people.
That's just the
You want to live out in
that's
the
new development.
That would be tight.
No.
I'd like that.
Sucks. You pay like $500,000 or more, and then your neighbors, everything's just so really congested.
Well, that's all new communities, mm-hmm. unless you're maybe super rich.
I wonder if they have an HOA there.
There?
Yeah.
I'm sure they
probably do.
I'm pretty sure they do.
That's what Valley Children's wants to do. They want to do like a grocery store, restaurants. Like
that's different though, because like there's people like working there and stuff, and if they can, that's probably more convenience for like their workers.
Yeah, and I think they're doing it for money outside of like Medi-Cal,
because
like Medi-Cal's going down. Like they're not paying as much.
Yeah.
So they're building all this like outside money.
Well, maybe
outside revenue.
Well, I mean, outside of the hospital. Maybe your CEO doesn't pay himself more money than anybody else in the state.
He's just one of the few that got caught. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. But well, I heard he took care of his employees, so I mean.
That is true. That is true.
I wouldn't be mad. I'm like, all right, at least you gave me a kickback. Thank you.
And you know what? You're all right.
Yeah.
It's one of the few instances where like someone rich.
That's the thing. I think they take care of you.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, and I'm sure like the outrage is like from a few people, like loud people. You know, that are upset.
Damn, a bunch of people in the Central, a bunch of higher ups in the Central Valley are getting in trouble right now. Huh?
Who's else getting in trouble?
The police.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He got caught. What was he doing? What did he do?
Something with a minor.
What I miss.
Yeah, he like the police chief. I don't know his name.
I don't know it either.
I think allegedly something with a minor.
Or was it with another officer's wife or something? It was something like that.
No, it was like something like underage.
Mm. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Damn, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's gross.
You see that cop, the one that got stuck in his backseat with the woman in San Diego?
That's funny. You hear about that one?
Oh, no, damn.
Oh, she was like just flirting with him, like, you know, like, I'll come back here or something like that.
No, she straight up tells him, like, I'll have sex with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To, like,
yeah.
get out of a ticket or something?
She's getting taken in. And he's like, oh, I can't do that. And then all of a sudden, like, his
body. My camera's on. My badge is on.
And then, like, he's, like driving a little bit and, like, turns off.
And then it just turns off.
And then somehow he gets stuck.
4 minutes later, it's back on.
No, because those doors.
No, he got stuck in the back.
No, he got stuck because.
He couldn't get out. Like, they're both stuck in there.
They're designed for you for never to be open from the inside.
Like, yeah.
There's nothing that's going to open from the inside.
So how did it get in?
Oh, well, the door closed behind him.
Someone found him, right?
He had to use his radio to call another guy. And then when the guy's walking up, you can see him saying, "Shut off your body cam," and then like,
damn.
And then there's a video of him explaining,
like, what happened.
He's like in his flip flops and shit.
He's like, "And how did it happen?"
Closed on behind me. Idiot.
That's funny.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, haven't heard of that one.
Damn, you need to stay up on the... There's a good guy on YouTube named Donut Operator, and he'll watch videos of, like, something like that. Some of them are, like altercations and stuff, and he'll say, like, I think he used
Cops?
To be an officer. Yeah. Hmm. That's why it's called Donut Operator. It's really good to listen. It's really nice, fun to watch. I've been doing...
Where do you guys get your news from?
You guys?
This podcast? You haven't heard the news in
a
year?
Honestly, I listen to my podcast every day for all the driving I do, but...
Oh, what are you listening... What are your top three right now that you listen to?
Joe Rogan Experience, and Meat Eater podcast every once in a while.
Oh, nice. He has a podcast?
I love their trivia
Which is
ones.
Meat Eater?
Like the guy, the hunting guy, right? Is that same guy?
They do like a trivia one, and it's so silly.
I was just watching the Netflix series.
Nice. Oh, nice.
Like a little before you guys got here.
Uh-huh.
What about you?
What
about
my, That'd be Joe Rogan, Lex Friedman, and I don't know, there's a couple of Thai ones. I sometimes listen to Jordan Peterson when he has interest in people.
Okay.
What's that guy's name? He's like a, I don't remember his name. I just say Jordan Peterson.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But my news, I get it from a guy named Philip DeFranco.
Okay.
I've been watching him for years, like when I was a kid, since like 2010.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I forgot, like 2010. What? It's YouTube. It's not even like...
I don't remember the guy who just reads the newspaper, and he just says the news. I used to watch that a long time ago. Not anymore.
Yeah, I like him because he gives, like, you know, he gives a take, and then he gives his opinion.
Oh, okay.
He gives, like, what happened, and then his opinion. Okay. Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of comedy ones. Yeah.
Comedy news?
No.
Yeah, I know. You threw me off.
No, like, we're back to podcast. My news... I don't know. I kind of don't.
Read articles or research stuff.
Well, where do you hear it? Just usually it's YouTube or something.
Usually I'll just like be talking with people. The barbershops where I get my knees.
Well, you heard about the police? Where do you see?
Yeah,
it?
Just online.
Instagram.
Instagram. MySpace. Twitter. X. Whatever it's called now. Yeah.
Twitter. I can't. Yeah. Call it.
Still not on TikTok because that's. I know when you guys send me stuff. I want to click it, but it won't open it.
Don't do it. I can't even watch the videos anymore. I used to be able to.
Oh, yeah?
Now yeah. So, like, and this was, like, maybe a month ago.
Yeah, it just you happened.
Were, like, if you sent me something, I could at least watch the video. Mm-hmm. I couldn't click on anything else. No.
And now it won't. It takes me straight to the App Store. I'm like, I don't want to do it because I'm already obsessed with one app.
Yeah, it's
I can't
digital
do it.
Crack. Don't do it.
I can't.
It's horrible.
I'm stuck on that. It lasted this long.
Yeah. I think you told me to... We were talking about Legion of Skanks, I think, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I started listening to them. I do a lot of comedy ones, dude. They also bring up stuff, like...
Relevant stuff. Yeah. So they
Yeah, they'll bring up recent stuff.
Yeah.
Kill Tony. I like Kill Tony.
Oh, Kill Tony's good. I watch the clips.
I can't...
TikTok.
I can't do... I don't know why I can't do Joe Rogan. And it's crazy because I think you even said it. Like, there's people on there that I would like.
He has so many people.
But I think it's just... I don't know. I just...
You probably just don't like him.
No, I don't have an issue with him. I just don't. And it's long form. I like long form podcasting. I think that thing's awesome. But
what on your car rides? What do you listen to?
Well, I drive all the time. So
and that's what I'm saying.
Oh, let's see. Top, Dark Knight Diaries, which is like the hacking one, and all like the one I love a lot. But he only does an episode like a month, which sucks. So I've like gone through his backlog, like just everything. Soder. That's Dan Soder's podcast, because he'll bring on comedians. The last episode, is about a guy whose dad would take him to Madison Square Garden, and his dad was a con man, and he pretended that the kid was a writer for Sports Illustrated for Kids, and it would get into every game.
Oh.
And he was there, like, one of the Michael Jordan, like, championship games, like, when the... I forgot which hockey team won the championship.
Wow.
So they went to like 50 something games, and the dad like was just a con man, but he would take the kid to do these cons with him so the dad could go take photos. It's called, and then he's turning that into a 10 episode like podcast called Number One Dad. I listened to the first two episodes. It was really good. If you guys get a chance, at least check that out. I think it's funny as hell, but it's crazy. Like, this dad was, I mean, it's cool, like, if your dad took you to that, right? But he's also doing something wrong at the same time. So, like, is he bad or good? Like, but I guess in a way it's more selfish. I thought that shit was funny as hell, dude.
It's not the worst thing. I mean, you're taking your kid to all the sporting events.
Also, happy Father's Day tomorrow.
Oh, thank you.
It's tomorrow? I thought it was next tomorrow. Week.
Oh, no, it's on the third Sunday in June. Yeah.
Not doing anything.
No?
No. Church?
Church.
Jiu-jitsu and then church.
Open now.
Oh, nice. Oh, two churches. Nice.
What? Two churches? The church of jiu-jitsu?
Yeah.
Who did that?
the holy place of broken limbs and choking.
That's funny.
Yeah. How's your training going?
I'm going good.
I never see you anymore. I feel like it's only Sundays.
Oh, and you guys aren't going to see me this month.
What do you mean, month?
Yeah.
Getting BBL.
Yeah.
It's about time.
It's about time.
he's getting a reduction.
Oh, yeah.
It's too big.
Chase's going back to school.
Oh, sick.
So summer school. Right. So Monday through Thursday afternoons.
Nice.
I'll see you guys Sundays.
You'll still be doing the morning.
Go Fridays.
You're still going
to
be doing the
morning.
Still
she's going to be okay, so she's going to school in the afternoon.
Afternoon.
Okay.
So I won't see you guys like
how do you
Monday.
How do you like teaching the morning class?
It's good. I like it.
Your students beat me up sometimes.
Do they?
Yeah.
They're getting good.
They're getting good.
It's okay. He can edit it out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Minor.
Welcome back, guys. Yeah.
Difficulty.
So, do you get any fulfillment from coaching? Like, does it feel good when your students
when they're doing good? Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about
today about.
Oh, you're cutting out.
Hit this cable's messed up.
I can hear you now.
Test?
Yeah, okay. I can hear you. Nice. Yeah, no. We'll edit that out. All few right, edits, people. It's okay.
Yeah.
I thought about the competition. I wonder if when they're going to compete, I'll probably have to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. But see, they all work weird times, right? Is that why they're there in super early?
No. Because they can make it. They're younger. It just they're all a lot of them are family. There's like six of them.
I thought you were gonna call them
five. They're all family. Family.
Yeah.
So like all up rolling together. But they're all getting good. They're all getting really good.
I can always tell.
What's a Freddy boy?
No, I can always tell who takes Henry's class.
Yeah, that's
when
funny.
I roll with them.
Yeah.
They do the same freaking guard pass. I'm like, oh, you're the afternoon trainer.
Yeah. It's funny. Yeah, we're go.
Everybody's got their style.
We were doing headlocks.
Oh, okay.
Like for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, and then your guys will go for like the throw-bys and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No arm drags. I notice it.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, I'll probably go into like some guard passing this next series.
Maybe I'll show up.
Just different series. Come through.
Wait, what day?
Tuesdays, Thursdays?
5:30 in the morning. That's the time I wake up.
Yeah.
If there's like a shower there, I'd do it.
Hooker's breath.
Huh?
Lot lizard breath.
I gotta talk to people. I gotta talk to people like all day, so I don't want to smell.
Want to get staff?
Huh?
Don't want
to
get staff.
That's another one too. Huh? Maybe to the people I don't like, just shake their hand, rub their face.
Mm-hmm.
You guys never had staff?
No, luckily no. I've had ringworm.
No.
Ringworm?
Yeah, I've had ringworm on my head.
Ringworm?
No.
No.
Don't put that. Yeah, dude.
And you drive hella far too.
I wash my face. Yeah, she's like my arms. Yeah. Like I just I don't know.
Little bird bath in the back.
Have to. It'll take me 40 minutes to get home.
It's
nasty.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'll go home and just. Sometimes she's like, when I've gotten tattoos, she'll like give me the wipe and I just like start wiping my tattoos down.
Like, face wipes, makeup wipes. It helps.
It's good.
For now, at least.
I got it twice. Three times.
Three
times.
From the gym, no, but like.
You have had it three times.
I've had it three times on my foot, on my knee, and then on my elbow.
Once you get it, you're more likely to get it again,
right?
Yeah. Is it viral or is it bacterial?
Bacterial. It's bacterial.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of weird.
Staph is bacterial.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ringworm is fungal.
Oh, okay. Dude, I've gotten it on my head. Like,
yeah,
I've seen people get that on their head.
But this was like when I was
it's
like 19.
I've heard it's harder to get it out when you have it on your hair, like your hair like that.
Oh, it just kills. It killed my hair. It looked like I had a patch of hair missing.
Oh, wow.
I got it here, and I got one here, and I got a really bad one here. It looked like someone just like cut a thick piece of like salami, and just like melted it on like welded it on my skin. Ew. It looked really bad, and that was. Cause I was, where was I at?
I think it was gym.
And this is how old? This is a long time ago.
Okay.
This is AKA.
I've got it from cats.
You can get it from animals. Cats. You can get it from dirt.
Yeah, I got it from cats. My wife's cats when she lived in
Orange Cove. That's right.
Yeah, she lived over there.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Dude, it comes on quick too. Like I think mine. I was just like scratching my arm, and I'm like, this feels weird. And it was like a circle, and I'm like. What the fuck? And then by the end of the day, it was like that big. And I had to go like the next day. Or I went to the doctor like the next day and they're like, yeah, you just got to put this cream on.
This cream.
Yeah. They're like, don't go to work.
Those old school gyms would just throw bleach on it.
That's what you do in wrestling.
Wrestling. Huh?
Wrestling. There's some parents like, hey, what do you suggest? They're like, you put bleach or cream. I was like, man, it's your kids and his face. Oh, but he has a tournament
in
a couple of days. I'm like, man, that's a parent decision. I'm not even gonna recommend. I probably wouldn't do it. You know,
it's gonna look like the Hand and Fight Club, just on their head.
Oh my god, my cousin one time in wrestling, he had one on his back, freaking like super red, like fresh ringworm. He's like, he came to my house with a green sponge. You know, the green tough sponges.
Gross, you scrubbed it off.
So he's like, put bleach and just scrub it off, dude.
So
I did like, for real? And he's like, yeah, just do it. So I did it and just scrubbed it. He's like, that's and it made it look like a mat burn. So I just literally scraped off a freaking.
Oh, yeah, that's so nice. Nasty.
I'm like, oh, dude, that, yeah, that was.
Did
that
he
was
win? Because if he did all that, and he did it.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's a core. It's a core memory in Fred's life now.
Yeah, they ask him about it. Yeah, they ask him about it. I don't even remember. I should ask him if he you won. I him, know. Yeah. I don't even remember.
Hey, what if he got like? Back, what if he got like pinned win? Like right away?
It was a meet. So it was like a duel. A school versus school. Yeah, a duel. Yeah.
Damn.
But yeah, in wrestling, you just like when they do groom checks, they have groom checks. You just go to the restroom.
Oh, really?
Doing that.
Oh,
nice. Yeah, that's how you get away from it.
They don't.
Nasty.
That's crazy.
Yeah, luckily no.
That's good.
Yeah, hopefully it stays that freaking way. Yeah.
Now next week, next podcast will be
telling talking my story.
About, yeah,
she's like thanks, so. She's buddy. Like, that's how it's gonna start. It's like I got staff, guys.
Mercer.
And I still train.
That's the one that would kill you, right?
That one's bad.
That
yeah,
one, like, that one's worse.
It's like
antibiotic resistance.
Okay, that's what it is.
Well, and it like gapes. Like you can see into it. Like if
my
you
butt?
Have like a
staff. That's staff. That's staff.
But so, kind of it can lead to MRSA, right? If you leave it.
Yeah. So staff is just antibiotic resistant staff.
Yeah.
So that's like the difference. Ugh. It's the same same bacteria.
Super herpes.
It just resistant to.
That's scary, dude. You know they don't check for that on STD tests anymore.
Herpes.
Yeah. They don't do it anymore.
That shit's for life. Why wouldn't they?
Well, I think they said that so many people are getting it now that they don't even or at least like in porn. I was listening some star came on to like something and she was
yeah, that's kind of that. Yeah, that makes more sense.
Okay. No, but she was saying that they just don't check for it because I think she had asked. So she had asked, and they're like, "Oh, we don't check for that anymore." Like, so they're like, "So it's
That virus it's is a virus, inside like 50% of the population,
yeah.
I believe,
it has it,
maybe
yeah,
even
some
more."
Form or something.
Yeah, because the lip ones. Is it one or two? There's one of them. There's two of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Gross.
Yeah, but I think it's all the same virus.
Yeah, I think one just, it depends on what part of your body it goes on.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that what the one and two mean?
Mm-hmm.
Gross. Yeah. I don't know how we went from staph
to porn herpes.
I've gotten fever blisters. I guess that's
herpes.
Yeah, it's a type of one, yeah. And it happened like
that's
right
just
here.
A nice way of saying herpes.
Yeah, thank you.
Fever blister.
I guess I'm
trying. You can do fight to win next month, Freddie?
No.
You
can't
because you're not going to train. Dang it.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to train. That's a good excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's stressful.
I was looking forward to seeing those pink shorts again.
You know. Yeah, I don't know. I do need to compete again. Just.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
5 minute warning?
5 minute warning?
Fast. Okay.
That was fast.
That was not 25 minutes since 19
plus 27 is over 45 minutes.
That started at zero? No,
it
didn't. You started again
just
from the
kidding.
Other. Get the fuck out of here. You can edit that out again.
Yeah, it's supposed to say 45 minutes.
Sorry, guys. Our producer doesn't know how to do math.
Oh, no. It's the whole
she's
thing, yeah.
Shut up.
Oh, damn. No, you're like,
our producer doesn't know how to do math. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, my God.
Our software engineer.
Yeah. Our software audio engineer, right?
It's
audio.
Yeah,
sound engineer. Yeah.
Video.
Yeah, she's not.
Video
she's,
music.
She does not know how to tell time now.
Yeah, I was going for what is it called? Where did you work?
Bitwise
vibes.
I like it. It looks really nice.
I think it looks awesome, dude.
Yeah,
looks
thank
better
you.
In my opinion.
That's what I was doing this whole week.
You did
that's
this.
Probably why you didn't see me this
I like
yeah.
the brick, dude.
Yeah.
You did really good.
I feel like I'm gonna get mugged, but in a very casual, nice way.
Mugged?
That's
no.
Cute.
In the brick alley?
Yeah.
Who has the alley. Flag? You have the flag? The banner?
I have a big flag at home.
Yeah. We can probably put it up.
I kind of like the small thing.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
you
like,
know
yeah.
what you should do? You should get every old shirt that we have, like the old
oh,
the first
put
ones,
up,
and
huh?
put them up. But like just the little
that would
the,
be good
the main part of it,
like a little frame.
Yeah,
yeah
and
that
just
would
kind
be
of
good.
Start like setting them up.
Yeah,
it's cute
that would
in
be.
Here, I like it.
You know how like in some of those
we could do that because there's like frames where you could put like clothes
yeah.
in there, right?
Yeah,
we'll do that.
I'll or do we can it. Make a quilt.
Oh, okay.
Them all together.
Let's make
yeah.
a quilt too while we're at it.
When I get cold, I just put it on.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And then here we have a...
Oh, that was fun.
Emo orchestra.
Yeah.
We told you... Did we tell you about that?
Did they sign that thing?
Yeah, they signed
yeah,
it. Yeah, that's
oh,
a music sheet. They, yeah. It's like you like do like a drawing.
Yeah.
And I won the drawing and I got that. Yeah.
I'm surprised so like, didn't hear about
I'll
that.
I'll put it up.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was
second
fun.
The other one was fun too.
You guys did?
A second emo one, I guess.
Second emo one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. The second emo because we went to Mike Jones too together.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah, so that's three concerts.
I don't remember anything.
Mike Jones.
You don't remember there?
I just
be good.
I loved him so much when I was in high school, but it's fine. I'm not jealous.
We have a photo of that, actually.
You would have gone?
No.
Actually.
I was like, yeah, I don't think he would have gone.
No, but like, me, you, and Hank, we have a, there's a photo of us with Mike Jones, as he's leaving. Like, he took a photo with us.
At the club.
Yeah, it's a, not really my vibe.
I like Mike Jones. I remember.
No,
like,
the seeing him was tight, but the the club was kind of.
It's because you're over 30.
That's why I did that for Too Short, too, and I did not like it.
You did that for Too Short?
Oh, yeah. My God. It was super jam-packed, and it just, it's not the way I want to watch a concert.
Yeah. It was cool because we were, you know, chit-chatting.
Yeah, yeah, we were just joking around.
Yeah,
it was a good time.
Yeah, of course it did. And you have to do the after concert celebratory McDonald's, you know?
Yeah.
Which is always fun.
That's fun.
Last time it was Glizzy's, right? Yeah.
Glizzy's, yeah. Yeah, we here. Glizzy's, we got Glizzy's. That was good.
Good for you guys.
Those were good.
Those were really good.
Well, fun.
But the emo orchestra, that was tight. That was like a.
Yeah.
It would have been cooler, like
if it was open concept.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a, seating, instead of seating. Yeah.
Yeah, the seating was.
It was like.
It was restricting.
It's theater seating, right?
Yeah, it was theater seating, so that kind of sucked.
Yeah.
But I think it's because they have the stage set up for an orchestra.
Orchestra.
That's that was
that makes sense.
Because I'm pretty sure, because I think strummers helped them set it up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think it was like presented by them.
Oh, it was
them.
In Tower. That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've done like a comedy show in that.
That's area. Different though, because it's like a, it's, you know, you can sit down for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the vibe and everything of that was tight.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah,
cool.
That was way better than the
emo club. One?
No, the club. The club.
Oh, the other one was tight. The where they did all the covers.
That one was fun too.
The emo one was at where? Fulton 55.
Oh, dude,
Strummers. What was that?
No, that was Fulton 55. That was 55. Fun. That was so much fun. We got into the pit, and then this dude and Hank's over just destroying everybody in the pit, man. I was all help. They were knocking him down. If you knock someone down, you want to help him. You want to help him up so they don't get like stomped on.
Yeah, I don't remember knocking that guy down.
Hey, it sounds like his fault.
I think he tried to bump into you, and you just like
put my elbow.
Yeah, I mean, come on, dude. Three of us.
Yeah.
The lightest one, Hank, is probably what, 190?
He's in the twos. He's 222.
He's 220. Yeah. He's
thin. I think you're lighter.
No, I'm 250. Oh, at that time, I was like 200.
Yeah. You're like 220?
You guys are probably the same right now.
No, I'm like 215.
215?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like 220, 215.
He's a little thick right now, yeah.
Nice.
I need a big boy.
Nice. Non-victim weight.
Yeah. He's above victim weight.
Jesus, no,
oh,
that
the
is.
200-pound club.
Yeah, 200-pound club. Yeah, because we were in there and we were just pushing people. It was way too easy to push people.
Yeah, that was fun. I never done that. That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. I think it's just people aren't used to being in contact, you know, like contacting other people. And us, we're just like, because on that final, like, what, 7-minute stretch, we were in there the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, the hair was funny. I forgot about that, too.
Oh, that was funny. Tell a story. Tell that story.
Oh, so what song was it? I don't remember.
It was the last song.
It was one of their last songs. Hank told me. No, it was like second to last song.
Were you guys
song.
All wearing a wig?
No, only Hank was. Oh, and he told me, hey, on the song, pull my wig off and throw it. And I, as he's recording himself, and I pull the wig off, and I just like chuck it onto the stage, and I hit the lead singer.
Yeah, he caught it.
He caught it. He's like, what? He's like, this is a first. Like, he's like, I've never had.
He's like, in my 7 years of touring, I've never had this happen.
And then he like threw it back, and then everyone was throwing it everywhere. Yeah. And that's when we were in the pit, just like pushing everybody and stuff.
Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah.
Behind it.
Well, you painted your nails, right?
Yes.
You went black, and then what did you?
I was just being a little scene kid, I guess. I had that little handkerchief for like the photo, at least.
Oh, and then
I got hot.
Right.
I got hot fast, dude. I was like, I gotta take this off.
Yeah, it was hot in there.
Yeah, tight jeans.
When? How long ago was that?
A little over a year ago.
Yeah?
A year and a half ago.
Before he had the baby, right?
It was right before he had the baby. It was like a month before. Remember we went to go do research for the party? Remember we're like, oh, we're going to have that emo party. We need to go do some research.
No?
Yeah, it was like in August or at the end of July.
So then last summer.
Yeah, it was last summer.
Oh, wow.
It was about a year ago, yeah.
Less than a year ago?
No, about a year ago. A little bit less. It's like 11 months. But it was last year.
Hey.
You guys are due for another concert.
Yeah. Well, we just had how long was the emo one?
But you want to do the anime rave, right?
No, that's Hank. Hank wants to do an anime rave.
Be jealous at all.
That'll be tight,
dude. Come back and report.
I like the SpongeBob one. The SpongeBob rave.
That one sells out fast, dude.
That one's tight.
Oh, the Shrek one, too.
Oh,
the Shrek one. Yeah.
What the hell are you guys even talking about? I've never heard of this stuff.
Rave. Dude, the Shrek rave?
Theme.
Sells out fast.
It's just like a theme. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but people go dress up as Shrek characters.
And the music is like themed around the theme.
Yeah,
right?
And they'll like probably put like a line from the music and then do the beat drop or whatever.
Oh, something like that.
The bass drop.
Yeah.
Look at her. She's like so.
SpongeBob. Did you guys watch SpongeBob?
I watched SpongeBob for sure.
I'm going to Comic-Con. Catch me out of forgot about like that. Though. I'm gonna be at Comic-Con next month.
Where at?
San Diego. Big one.
Nice. Yes.
A couple days?
It's like 5 days or 4 or 5 days.
And you going all 5 days?
Yeah. I'm going to do 4 days.
Well, what do you do there?
They showcase all the new stuff that's happening, but they also have like a bunch of collectibles. Crazy. Uh-huh. Stuff, yeah. Hmm. So my buddy's been doing it for 10 years. And then this year he invited me because he had a pass.
10 years. Wow.
So he's like, "You want to come?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And I booked the Airbnb, and my brother's gonna go just for fun, just to go to San Diego.
Dude. San Diego's nice.
Yeah, it is. I love San Diego.
Yeah, San Diego's nice. Airbnb, the cleaning fee was like $200.
I'm so something over like $250 because you have to clean up before you leave.
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure the house looks good, and then they charge you a couple $100 for a cleaning fee. I'm yeah, like, oh, why am it's I like $250
for the cleaning fee. Where'd you go? Went to Bass Lake.
$250.
See, but the thing with the problem with Bass Lake is there's not a lot of Airbnb, so they can put that price. But
no, that's how like it is. That's like
almost standard. I feel even yeah. the last Airbnb that's I went annoying. To was expensive.
Like $250. I'm like, damn. Yeah, they make you clean. Like
they make you clean up, take the trash out, make sure you do the dishes. Like everything has to be pretty much well kept, and then you get charged.
Yeah, they're like, if you can, freaking put the blankets
the
into
sheets the sheets and the
yeah.
In the
I'm like, damn, dude.
Oh, we did do that on the last place we went to.
Then why am I paying for $250? You know, clean.
Yeah, food? Yeah. Who are we paying to clean this? Do you get the $250 back?
And when I got there, the freaking a bear or some kind of animal went through the trash.
Okay.
So like the trash is everywhere.
That's out of his control.
And I know, but I had to clean. Like on top of that, you know.
So I worked 10 minutes from Bass Lake, and when the guys at work found a freaking brown bear dead on the side of the road, I looked at them. I said, "So bears make it all the way down here now?" And they said, "Over the last 2 years, yes, because there's not enough food for them up in Yosemite." Nice. So they're all migrating.
See that? Was it the black bear killed somebody recently? A black bear? It's like the first time.
A woman or something?
Yeah, it was the first time.
Here?
The first ever.
Yeah, the first time is in San Diego. Where was it at?
I don't remember. I
it's
heard
somewhere
of it.
Here in California, but like mm-hmm. it was the first time
a black bear. Right?
Yeah, a black bear killed a woman.
They're hungry. They'll or do whatever they got to do.
Yeah. That's well, they're usually huge. The lead. They're not as, I guess, angry or tempered.
I hear if they attack you, like you, just like nothing you could do. Don't fight back.
Oh,
it's over.
Or fight back. I don't remember. I don't remember what it is. It's like a different
type. I think there's one type where you can kind of scare them off, yeah. But the other ones will just.
What's there? I think there's a. If it's brown, go down. If it's black, stand up. I forgot what it is. It's like a little thing.
Yeah, I know.
I forgot what it is. Oh, is it?
Not just not a racist. I just said it.
Their lives matter too.
No, they found
we're just going to clip that. Just say they're brown. Right? Yeah, they're
brown. You're like, they're brown, go down. Go back next time. Guys, I lost my job.
I've been canceled.
Oh, yeah. I've been. Yeah.
One year off and our first one.
I know, we all get canceled.
Yeah, all
JVM's
of us.
Over.
Oh. No, then we'd have to go harder into it, right? Because this is going to be our...
Yeah. That's
right. See, we're doing this for
our
us.
Our source of income?
Yeah. All $27
I know.
That's crazy.
Oh, can you make me that sick-ass tea that I...
Yeah, we can make it.
Yeah, we should do that.
Next.
JVM? You know, like those... so you know how they do like those metal band teas? They're like, you can't even tell the word. It looks all crazy. We'll show it to you later.
Okay, thank you.
But it says it's a Stick Boy Mafia. Stick I thought it was cool. Mafia. Yeah. Yeah.
Gang gang.
Yeah, it's like those like death metal bands where like all the letters you can't even see what it is. It looks all spiky.
Yeah.
We were saying we should do that just because I think it's funny.
Yeah.
That'd be tight. That's like that.
Yeah, I think that'll be sick.
It's a good shirt design.
It'll be a cool shirt. I just want it. Just so like people could ask what it is. How did we come up with... Because, the Forklift Certified, I said we need shirts to say Forklift Certified.
Oh, it was like
but
that,
in, like,
yeah.
a band thing. And then I was like, oh, no, we should do a Thick Boy Mafia
one. Oh, a group chat
one.
That I was not involved in, obviously. No, I'm like,
well, me and Fred like to... Oh, see, that's where me and Fred talk about the anime raves and stuff.
Yeah, that's so where...
Yeah, we that's know, our you, we know you don't like that. Yeah.
It's our emo. Do you listen to emo music?
I mean, I don't know. If it comes on, I'll listen to it.
I guess Blink-182 is a little bit, right?
Yeah.
They're like pop punk.
That kind of, yeah.
I haven't been listening to a lot of music lately, actually.
I have my Spotify DJ play music, but it's so repetitive. It's the same stuff.
Actually, no.
I just tried that. A lot of that's pretty tight.
It's kind of cool.
AI DJ? You heard about it?
No, but that does sound pretty sick.
It's a personal DJ, and he'll play music.
Curated to what you like.
And it's like different vibes or whatever, different like genres. Sick. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
No, actually, I've been listening to Arctic Monkeys a lot.
What's that? The Dance For Me?
Arctic Monkeys, or they're just like a
they have a few good
like
songs.
An indie band,
mellow.
Yeah,
what songs they sing?
I can't for the life of me think of one right now.
505. I think I've played that one for you before. Do I Want to Know? It's actually like a beer commercial song. It has a heavy riff. I'll show it to you.
If I was listening,
I'm sure if you heard it, you know what it is. Yeah.
Who am I thinking about?
I like that one band, the one that turns the rock or like the whatever famous song into like a norteño. They're called Easy Band. Have you heard of them?
No.
I like them a lot. Yeah, because they'll do like the Smiths or like the Cure.
But they make it sound gangster.
Yeah. Mexican. They'll do half English and then half like Spanish, and then he'll switch like the, like he'll put the accordion in there, use like a like. You know, mariachi style music or norteño music. Mm. It's pretty tight. I like it. Because he did a... Shit, what's the name of that song? It's from the Smiths. I don't remember. I'd have to... This Charming Man. He did This Charming Man. I'm sure if you heard that song, you know which one it is too.
Who am I thinking of? Why did I think of Dance Monkey when you said Arctic something?
I don't know.
It's that lady. The dance for me, dance for me.
Ooh. Oh, I know who you're talking about. It's a girl, right?
Yeah.
I don't know who you're talking about, but yeah, I can understand why you think that.
Yeah, I don't know what her name is now.
I don't either.
After the podcast, we can look.
Yeah, you know, we'll edit in the answer right here. No, we won't. I can still hear you.
Remember the middle of the...
Yeah, right here. Or block Shireen with the answer.
I'm probably already blocked anyway, yeah. It's fine.
It takes me like a little bit to get warmed up and to start talking. Like on this podcast, Fabian was like right away.
Should have done shots, man. I'm telling you.
Well, it's because I had that story cock locked and loaded.
You were ready to get it.
Well,
out.
I want
to. No, you're a big chatter.
Well, you're
I
was originally going to tell you guys a story yesterday when it happened, and then I was like, oh, we're doing the podcast. I'm like, you know, dude, I was itching to tell you guys it too. I was like,
my story was this plant.
It's a beautiful plant.
It is a nice plant.
It's poisonous.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, my wife like looked it up and it's poisonous.
For
it's
humans
like,
or for like dogs?
I think anybody. You see, like, it's, like, growing, like, little, whatever this thing is.
Why?
Where's the other thing?
There's something in there. Sorry.
Yeah, they're poisonous. Just thought it was interesting. A houseplant is poisonous. Don't eat it.
I wasn't planning to, but now that it's forbidden fruit, forbidden. I want to taste it.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it tastes like pink Starburst.
Oh, gosh.
That was my story.
Good story.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Shireen came with her bear story. That was pretty sick.
Dude, it wasn't even a fully grown bear either, and it took four grown men to lift it up and throw it in a bedroom.
They're big as hell.
Yeah, they're hella big.
Dude, those people that think they can take on bears is the funniest fucking thing ever.
Yeah, that's crazy. No.
That one was probably gorillas? Like a year old, too.
No.
Paws were huge.
No, there's no way I can do that. No, I don't. Oh, did you see that strong man beat up the midgets? Or they weren't even small people.
No, they were regular people.
They're like 5'3", right?
They're 5'3"?
I think they're 5'3". They're twins, right?
Oh, I don't know.
5'3 is not considered a little person.
Not... No, it's not. But they look small compared to him.
Okay. Short king.
Dude, he punches one and then like power bombs the other one.
It said it was like three rounds in.
It looked like a one round to me. Yeah, that's what it looked like. That was pretty awesome. Like, dude, the way you picked him up.
Wait, is it the guy that's fighting against two women?
No, it's two small guys.
Okay, I saw something.
It's a big
else.
Old dude. It's a. It's
you're thinking about some... like the. It, that's like the Russian one, right?
But that one's like a fat guy.
Yeah.
No, it's not a fat guy.
Dude, in Russia, they have like this fighting league where they're in hockey gear and on skates, and they just fight each other like that. There's no hockey. They just it's just fighting.
That's tight.
I was like, oh, this is pretty. They're
karjitsu.
Huh?
Karjitsu.
Oh, that's a dude. Russians make the coolest shit. Yeah. They make AKs. I love AKs.
I watched the slap. What is it? Slap fighting?
Oh man, I can't get into that one.
It's actually pretty good. Like the
is it?
The production of it, like the Dana White, because Dana White produced it.
Obviously,
like
Well, he has
like the production of it, the show. I haven't seen it like at home, but I watched it at one of my friends' house. It's actually pretty good. Like the whole
knock people out.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Hold.
That's
well, who's that fighter who would like hit people with like an open palm? Bas Rutten. How do you say his name? Bas Rutten.
Like early UFC.
Early UFC. Yeah.
I don't know.
The Diaz brothers sometimes would slap.
But he said he can get as much power with an open palm and like break someone's nose with it.
That's what they teach women in self-defense classes. Just use your palm and break
their
nose.
It's like a straight thing.
Because it's so easy.
It's a straight thing.
1 minute? 5 minutes.
Yeah, we are at 1 minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, self-defense. I wouldn't know how to teach a self-defense class.
No.
Like I
helped with one of my old jiu-jitsu coaches, and it's just... I like that it gives people confidence.
Yeah.
But you're not going to retain any of that stuff.
That,
That's the sad part.
Yeah.
It's almost gimmicky unless you offer it once a month.
I'll just refer you to like a gun class and take you over there.
Yeah. That's probably more beneficial.
It's try to break the nose or try to escape. Like if somebody's holding you up with their hand against the wall, I'm like, yeah, but if a man who's 100 pounds bigger than you is pinning you to a wall.
Yeah.
Just kick him in between his legs if you can. That's Justin Gaethje really
who said, like, if one man can hold you down, the other one
can. It was like a, just a random guy.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was Justin Gaethje.
I love him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so entertaining.
Did you hear what he said? He said if one man could hold you down, two could grape you.
Yeah.
Why would you put that in the air, dude?
That's what somebody said. I mean, I think they were talking about prison, though.
That's fine.
Yeah.
No, just like if one man could hold you down.
Yep. Well, on that note,
all my 8 years of turning just down the drain. Like, I want my money back.
Just get a gun.
Change my shirt.
Yeah. Just get a gun. That's probably more beneficial. Getting a gun.
Yeah.
There's just so many variables to self-defense.
Okay, guys. Well, I think that's our time. Yeah. We're going to have to edit some stuff out.
Yeah. About a little less than 45 because we have to edit out like a minute or two.
Yeah.
But well, still. It was good. 1 year off, 1 year. We're back.
How often do you want to do this?
We'll see.
The next one we'll have some drinkies, make it more fun.
Yeah.
Do a game or something.
And we'll get Smarty.
Yeah. Smarty. We need to bring him back to. We got to redo his episode.
Yeah.
We got interviewed by JJ World League. That was cool.
I know.
That was really nice.
Yeah, the guy's so good. Yeah. He still beats me up every time we roll.
He's not professional.
Huh? Determined to whoop.
He's not professional in the JJ World League.
And he had that beautiful hair.
Always. He always has to make it gay.
The Hodger Gracie?
Pride Month.
That's what he has now. I told
our barber. We had the same barber. So, hey, dude, Marty's hair's all messed up.
Was it the barber who did it?
No. He did it himself. He did it himself. That sounds like...
No one does. The Nogi boys, they all shave their heads. I'm like, okay.
Nice.
So, yeah.
All right, guys.
That's the episode.
All right.
You're ready to eat, huh?
No, I thought we were trying to finish at 45. You said 45.
I'm trying
to keep us on the clock.
It's not a hard stuff.
It's not a hard stuff.
Well, it's a
okay, bye. Soft.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
Soft stop.
I wanted to just the volume keep going down as me and you are arguing at the end. I feel like that would work pretty well.
It didn't feel like an hour.
That's 45.